Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 13, 2020. Is coronavirus just the beginning? The novel 2019 coronavirus, COVID-19, has paralyzed giant megacities and seeped all over the world. For me, this is not just another epidemic but an indicator of global processes taking place in humanity. Our world is not static, it is developing, and it is developing in a negative way. It is not a matter of climate or epidemics, they are just the consequences. The reason lies in the original matter of the universe, our egoistic desire. This perpetual motion machine never stops and we still have not learned how to work with it correctly. The wisdom of Kabbalah opens up the world to us from a deeper perspective. It is not what it appears to be or what we want it to be. We would prefer to grow up and live in unchanging, understandable surroundings, in a familiar environment, but the world is changing, its laws are dynamic. The system whose resources we use is not a warehouse, it is a living organism in which everything is interconnected. There are no random impulses, sudden bursts, they are sudden only for us. Sometimes even animals sense their approach better than humans. Since humans are the most developed creatures, the key part of the general system and almost all of its responses are caused by us in one way or another. Negative changes in human nature lead to negative changes in nature. However, this is not about egoism per se. Its growth in itself is natural and programmed. The problem is in the fact that we do not compensate for it, we put up with what is happening. Or we even believe that it must be so. In Kabbalah, this compensation, the balancing of the egoism with the opposite force is called correction. Rejecting it causes suffering. Even if we do not see this connection, it still works, and in fact, there is nothing surprising in the new viral strains. The system of the universe is uniform. It responds to human imbalance at different levels. This is why the fight against viruses is a fight against consequences, which, at best softens the blow, but does not fix the situation dramatically. This means that new epidemics are ahead of us, which are caused by the imbalance in ourselves. As long as the negative side within man prevails, it is pointless to hope for peace and quiet. Of course, I am not lecturing anyone. I am talking about reality, about our relations, the way it is now. If we are honest with ourselves, it will not be difficult to find poison in everything that connects us. We are trying to artificially compensate for this poison with morality, laws, political correctness, good commercials, subtle and crude campaigning. We genuinely hope that the good in us will prevail. However, this is self-deception. It is impossible to balance one's own nature by acting according to its rules. True balance is in rising above oneself to unity. Everything else is palliative. At present, the imbalance in man is reaching a new level, and nature will react accordingly. I believe that the system will not stop at viruses that infect the body. The next generation of viruses will infect our mind and psychology. They will expose differences, contradictions, deviations, and cause collective excesses and psychoses on the moral, ideological, and social level. Even today, such mutations cover different aspects of the worldview, culture, and science, forcing even scientists and specialists to invent completely groundless postulates. Previously, such phenomena were based on greed, craving for power, and simple stupidity, but now this is mixed with infectious insanity. Any virus, any disease, is an imbalance, an incorrect connection between a plus and a minus. In terms of the wisdom of Kabbalah, it is short-circuiting of two opposite desires without a screen, which has the same role as a resistor in an electric circuit. As a result, opposites cannot interact harmoniously and maintain a healthy life-sustaining activity and the right course of development. It is clear that the divergence between the extremes will increase over time. It is no coincidence that we recognize more and more forms of behavior, family life, sexual expression, and self-identification as normal. So far, we still manage to somehow accept and control these distortions of the foundation. At the next stage, viruses of a new quality will get out of control and cause chaos in our home. For a long time, the imbalance between the two inclinations appeared gradually, slowly, allowing us to digest it with varying degrees of success. However, now everything has changed. The pace of development is growing, and imbalances are sharply aggravated. If we do not take care of them systematically and fundamentally, we will not be able to cope with the challenges and find a cure for the latest viruses. Then they can become a threat even greater than atomic and hydrogen bombs. Indeed, there is no need for mass destruction if it is enough to hack the mind and turn people into helpless vegetables, or madmen without any logic, or into puppets. By and large, we are fighting not viruses but an unbalanced form of existence that we project to different levels of nature. Its most striking example is cancer, which causes the affected cells to eat their environment. Oncology is our common universal diagnosis. It is time to finally realize how dangerous the imbalance between human egocentrism and nature's inherent bestowal is. This difference of potential must be balanced and corrected within us. We must add what is missing so that the opposites will become one whole and raise humanity to a true balance. Everything that we do not do today, we will have to do tomorrow in much more difficult conditions. In the end, monstrous epidemics and other disasters will clearly point to the human as the source of the imbalance. However, what is stopping us from seeing this now? Listen to what I, nature, am telling you. There is only one global force of nature, and it sends us the coronavirus so that we would respond to it properly and correct reality. First of all, we must understand that the virus comes from the general integral system of nature, which reacts to us in this way due to the fact that we humans are in disequilibrium with it. Therefore, nature seeks to balance us by force. Nature tells us through this pest, this virus, you have reached an integral form. Unite in your egoism around the entire globe. You have already become one humanity, wonderful. Now I will begin to reveal to you, as one body, through this one virus that you are out of order. Start to heal little by little. But you need to think about how to respond to this virus, which affects all of humanity and the whole planet. You need to act together. Unite, act together, begin to change the governmental systems in each country, the relationship between countries, and relations within society. Make yourself as one body, and then this virus will disappear without a trace. Otherwise, it will not leave. It will come in various other forms, in all kinds of modifications, until I, nature, make you all become a single society where everyone complements, supports, and is friendly to each other. I will pressure you with all kinds of viruses so much that you will be forced to connect with each other and connect with me, nature. This is the path of suffering, which is called Beto, in due time, in the course of natural development. But there is still a way of accelerating time, Akishana, when we ourselves, through the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, understand what needs to be done and begin to build good relations with each other and educate ourselves in how to become a single humanity. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson April 3, 2020, Writings of Balha Sulam, Shemati 1, There is none else besides him. Search for the cure against the virus. The coronavirus lets us know that all our activities are not really necessary and our entire life has not been aimed in the right direction. The upbringing that we received and are now passing to our children is wrong. One must understand that the world needs to exist in a new way, on the basis of unification. We can come to it because there is the method of Kabbalah. The higher force intentionally sends us various obstacles so that we abandon our far-fetched activities and begin to build life in a new way where there is no difference between this world and the spiritual one, and the difference between life and death disappears, that is, there will be no death. Death will be only for the desire to receive. This is how we will perceive it. I am certain we will succeed. The main thing is to progress day after day with understanding, awareness, good connection between us, and to raise humanity's desires to the Creator. Even if their requests stem from the fear of the coronavirus, we absorb these desires, raise them to the Creator, and ask Him for medicine. It does not matter to me what medicine the Creator will give. I do not tell Him what medicine it should be, against the virus or against our egoism. We then find that it is one and the same. There is no other pest besides our egoism. It is just that now it appears as a virus. From the third part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, March 31, 2020. The Avot. Victory over humanity. The coronavirus killed our egoistic inception and brings us much closer to each other. It drove us all to the same state. Everyone is sitting at home, out of work, and we do not know what will happen tomorrow or what today will bring. All of humanity, the entire globe, billions of people, are in a single state regarding the present and the future. The coronavirus places us all into one community, one system. This is not just a virus but a special spirit that takes root in our mind and our senses and creates a muddle out of us. We suddenly begin to understand and feel each other, to sense our closeness. It is easy for us to visualize any condition that has befallen others. Look what this virus has done, how skillfully it works. In one swoop, in just a few weeks, it built a new humanity out of us. Of course, we still hope to return to the old, thinking that this pandemic will end if not today then tomorrow. But the quarantine might last a few more months, and when we get out of it, we will find ourselves in a new world, in a new humanity, among new people with a different mentality, different perception, and different attitude. Everything will be different. This virus will wash us, clean all the stupid things out of our heads, it will return us to our families. It will teach us to stay at home instead of rushing from place to place. We will get used to a new life. We must thank the virus for doing this job. Of course, we see that the coronavirus brings death and suffering. But on the scale of all of humanity, it is making such useful changes in society that previously seemed possible only at the cost of terrible blows and wars. When we summarize the changes made by the virus in our lives, we will understand that this is a messenger from above. For the first time in history, a tiny virus is making such changes simultaneously around the globe, in all of humanity. And doing this despite all our modern development, global communication, understanding, and knowledge. But look at how it dealt with us. In an instant, everyone surrendered and accepted its terms. Is there any other force in nature capable of such actions? From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, April 1, 2020. Lesson on the topic Pesach, Passover. The Creator's game with man. Question: is it said that the Creator plays with the Leviathan, whale? What does it mean? Answer: the Leviathan symbolizes the total creation, billions of people. Question: that is, all events, everything that passes through me, everything I feel, is like the Creator's game with me? Answer: of course. In order for you to start seeing the world as something connecting you with the Creator. Question: but why does man not feel that there is this force, the Creator who plays with him? Answer: man has not reached that level yet. He must achieve this state. In the meantime, from everything that comes to him from the world, he accepts only the most necessary things for existence, which means he lives normally, like ordinary people in our world. But what does normally mean? If all his aspirations are aimed at revealing the upper world and the Creator, then he unwittingly receives everything necessary in a natural way. He does not limit himself, but simply does not want more because all his thoughts are higher than his corporeal body. And then he rushes to the Creator and feels him. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 25, 2019. How to get ahead of the Creator. Question: every day we are in a new sensation, and yesterday's attainment becomes today's knowledge. How can I reach the next state, something new I can work with before the Creator begins to push me? Answer: only through connection with friends. Then you develop a new kli, a new desire to combine your common desires and thus move forward. You cannot advance simply by knowledge because the conventional study of materials gives practically nothing. You need to act for the sake of connection between you, and then the Creator will influence you, your mutual connections. Thus, from connection with friends, you will come to connection with the Creator and begin to reveal Him. And if you do it alone, then you will not achieve anything. This is written in thousands of Kabbalistic sources. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 16, 2020.